Hello and welcome to the best of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show, Extended Breakfast Podcast, Part 2. Week number 2. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing. Spread the word of joy about the new little podcast there. Lots going on this week at breakfast. It has been a pretty crazy week. We've given away cake, birthday flowers, meals for two. We've given away cinema tickets. We've given away tickets to a Motown Soul evening. Oh, literally left, right and centre. Anyway, thank you very much for joining in with all those bits and pieces this week. Here are some of the highlights from the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show at the 7.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Strictly Come Dancing. Anne Widdecombe has survived yet another week. You've got to love Anne Widdecombe.
I love Anne Widdecombe.
Her amazing dance moves. I say amazing.
She gets thrown around the floor.
She does get thrown around the floor a lot by Anton Dubek. Now, that has given me an added level of sort of respect for Anton Dubek.
Oh, yeah.
Because for anybody to basically have the audacity to chuck Anne Widdecombe around,
yeah,
you've got to have your strength about you. But anyway, so well done. So she's in it again. But Tina O'Brien has gone.
What was that all about?
I know. What is it with all the attractive
really
ones going? Was she dancing as well?
Oi.
Sorry.
Nothing to do with that. She was very, very good on Saturday.
She was very good, but she's no longer there. What are your thoughts on Strictly? Let us know. Want to get in touch with the conversation via Twitter at The7 is our Twitter name.
Neil Bentley.
Amazing news, Carly.
Go on.
Scientists, they are the clever people.
They are.
They have found a way to electronically record and interpret dreams that could help discover exactly why we dream.
Ooh!
Well, I think that's true anyway. I might have made it up last night in my sleep. I'm not too sure.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Thanks, Carly. We'll be talking about The X Factor in just a little while. Cher Lloyd this week, I thought, was amazing.
Amazing. Everyone was really, really good this week.
They were really good. It's
well,
a good year of singers.
The obvious.
I don't know who you're talking about.
No.
Wagner!
Oh, yeah, I know you do. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a little while. What are your thoughts on The X Factor? And Strictly, let us know. 0333 456 0777.
Neil Bentley.
So Wagner is still in X Factor, which is a bit bizarre after this performance. I want to mock it, but people are voting for the man.
Who are these people?
I don't know. But he has now destroyed the whole of X Factor for me forever. Because they always start with this. Oh, Fortuna.
Maybe they're going to replace the version with the Wagner version every sort of
X
Factor.
this is that classical version. Maybe they should.
Shropshire's weather. The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Now, of course, the latest terror plot is gripping security. Now... Far be it from me to make light of the situation, but last night I had to chuckle a little bit whilst watching Channel 4 News.
Okay.
Because you remember, you know, ages ago when the first sort of restrictions came in, you couldn't take toothpaste, couldn't take bottled water, any liquids. So that caused chaos. All those things that you would have in your hand luggage, normally, you like, can't take anymore.
No.
Last night on Channel 4 News, I was watching, and I can't remember who it was that was presenting it, but held up a massive, like, toner cartridge and said, no longer are we allowed to take toner cartridges in our hand luggage. And I couldn't help but think to myself, I have never been on toothpaste, yes. Bottle of water, yes. A toner cartridge from my brother toner printer.
Never
have I ever had to take that situation. So I don't think it's going to cause as much disruption in that sense what they quite expect.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Apparently, the top 3 requested Christmas presents this year are the iPhone 4. iPod Touch.
Right.
And the iPad.
Okay.
Those are the top 3 requested Christmas presents. I don't know if you've seen a trend there.
A bit of a trend.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year for our Apple and the iProducts, then, isn't it?
Neil Bentley.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing
with Ruth today. Hi. We would have done this yesterday, but Ruth forgot to turn up. Right. Time to see how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Stephanie Powers, the actress. Is she with us or sadly no longer with us?
She's with us.
She is indeed 68 today. Happy birthday to her. Daniel Boone, is he with us or sadly no longer with us?
Ooh, he's no longer with us.
He would have been 276 years old today. You're right there. Marie Antoinette. Is she with us or sadly no longer with us?
She's no longer with us.
255 years old today. Happy birthday to her. It's K.D. Lang's birthday today, as in the singer, the Canadian singer. You know, Carl Stone Gravy. Anyway, it's her birthday today. How old, though, is K.D. Lang?
I reckon she must be 48.
That's pretty good. She's 49 today. Well, so technically, I suppose she could still be 48.
Depends. I think I can have that one.
You can have that one. Well done to you. Right, it was today in 1904, November the 2nd, 1904, that the Daily Mirror was first published. Is that true or false?
False.
It is true today, but never mind. So close, yet no spring chicken. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you very much.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
I have just walked in into a conversation at the completely wrong time.
That
this
was
morning.
A little bit weird.
Went into the canteen here at The 7, and Doreen quite literally had her knickers in a twist, as it were. She was debating whether she had her tights on the wrong way round. Now, it's pointless in asking me. I don't even know what tights are.
Yeah, they did ask you, which just
they
made
did
me
ask
laugh.
Me. And, you know, I'm not into women's clothing, as it were. So,
well,
as far as I can tell,
only
but,
at
right,
the weekend. The,
yes. Yeah. As far as I know, Doreen, you've got them right. They go over your head, I believe.
Neil Bentley.
So, yes, apparently, Carly, I love this, that the prisoners will be given the vote in general elections. Now, that's fine. 70,000 prisoners will be given the vote. Okay, let's move on from that. The brilliant thing, and I'm quite excited about this, is the next election campaign trail. Can you imagine? They're going to have to go to the prisons. That is going to be brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I think we should send John Prescott back in personally. He
Why
would
not?
Love it.
Neil Bentley.
Hey, good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
You know what time it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Indeed it is. Time to see how well you know your celebrities. We will start off this morning with Roseanne. Is Roseanne with us or sadly no longer with us?
As in the programme.
Well, as in the woman, but yes, from the programme. Is she with us, though?
With us.
She is indeed with us, 58 today. Larry Holmes, former US boxer. Is he with us? Or sadly, no longer.
Ooh, no, he's with us.
No, he is with us. He's 61 today. You are correct on that one. Jim Prime.
He's not with us.
Oh, you are incorrect. Jim Prime is 50 today. Happy birthday, keyboard player with Deacon Blue. Real gone kid. Right, it's Lulu's birthday today. You know Lulu.
She's with us, yeah.
Well, I know, I just said it's her birthday. You know Lulu. That Lulu. How old is Lulu, though?
Ooh, is she...
Sorry. It does get a bit annoying after a little while, doesn't it, that? Sorry. How old is Lulu today?
In her 60s, I reckon. 65.
62 today.
So
Bruce. It was today, back in 1912, that the first airspeed indicator for aeroplanes was invented. Is that true or false?
False.
You're correct. I've just made that up. Well done.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Ex-Girls Aloud member Nadine Coyle has sold, get this, just 177 copies of her debut solo single, Insatiable.
Ouch.
Digital sales are much better at just over 2,000 copies of that. The Irish singer is currently ranked at number 35 in the midweek charts. Now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
She's only sold 177 CDs and 2,000 digital downloads, yet she's still at number 35 in the top 40. Carly, I believe you and I...
There's a plan merging here.
There is
a plan. I'm liking this.
I think you and I could happily sell 2,000 copies of a song.
That's
you
amazing.
Know? What do we have now? We have about a million listeners. So if everybody bought a copy... We need to write a song.
We do.
Get
do
your
it.
Pen and paper ready.
Neil Bentley.
According to scientists using his DNA, Ozzy Osbourne is a direct descendant of the Neanderthal man.
Oh, right.
My question is, why did they have to use his DNA?
Yeah.
Neil Bentley.
That's James Blunt, the new one from him. I quite like that.
Nice.
That is quite funky. Stay the night. It is 8:38, Wednesday, November the 3rd. Well done to Molly, who is our 100th follower on Twitter.
Well done, Molly.
Thank you very much for joining the show. And thank you very much for joining us on Twitter. I like that. Weather Welly was 99.
Yes.
We did an appeal out, and just during James Blunt there. Look at that.
Marvellous.
That's not bad for 3 weeks' work. Thank you very much. Follow us. Spread the word. Spread the joy. At the seven is our name at the Twitter. We should really arrange some sort of prize for Molly now.
We should really.
I'm not entirely sure what that will be, Molly, but I'll get onto something.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the seven.
Any updates, do call us on the Jambuster hotline, 0333 456 0777.
So my little dog Marvin Gray has been getting up with me in the mornings,
Marvin.
Which he never does, but all of a sudden recently he started getting up with me, and we could not figure this out. Why get up with me? I get up at stupid o'clock. He's usually tucked away in his bed. He's fine. We figured it out last night.
Oh.
He got up again with me this morning at 4:30, and I thought, this is strange. Because, of course, we put the clocks back. Marvin's on Marvin time.
Whoa.
He's still on British summer time. So, of course, he's hungry, expecting his breakfast, when Ruth would normally give him his breakfast. That's why he's bugging me of a morning.
That makes sense.
There
My cat is going a little bit crazy in the morning when I get up. He doesn't normally get fed till later.
There you go.
There you
see, all the animals.
He thinks it's feeding time.
Are still on British summertime, so that explains it.
Which,
I'm a little bit concerned now, though. Now I've figured this out, because I did tell Marvin the other day to record some of the TV programmes during the day. So
he won't have done it.
He won't have done
no.
that.
Neil Bentley.
Thank you, Carly. A group of students in the Czech Republic. They couldn't get a job because of the current financial crisis, so they had a genius idea. They set up their own naked cleaning company, okay?
Yeah.
So for $50, you can hire a Czech student to come around and clean your house naked. Now, is it wrong of me to make a joke here about my Czech bouncing? Is that... move on.
Oh, Bruce.
A blind cricket commentator in Zimbabwe, get this,
right,
manages to judge the power and direction of a shot and rarely makes mistakes.
Wow.
He's blind.
That's amazing.
Just using his power, you know, listening to it and listening to his ears.
How
brilliant is that? I mean, genuinely.
That's amazing.
Now, you may be asking yourself, how can a blind man commentate on cricket? Well, you know, this is Zimbabwe we're talking about. I suppose it's the same that how can you be president without getting any votes?
Neil Bennett.
We're going to have to interrupt this song because, quite frankly, it just goes on forever. Republica, ready to go. Good morning, 7:45. Still going.
Hey, brace to start.
I know. Still got 40 minutes to go with this song. It is 7:45 then. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
It's that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
How well do you know your celebrities? We'll start today with Laura Bush. Is she with us or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
She is a wife to George W. 62 today. Happy birthday to her. Martin Balsam, the actor. Is he with us or sadly no longer with us?
No longer with us.
You are correct. He is sadly no longer with us. We'll continue then with Ralph Macchio. I don't know if I'm saying that correct, but anyway.
Is he the guy who was Karate Kid?
Yes, he is. He's 49. You get an extra point for that one. Well done to you. Now then, it is Chris Difford's birthday today. He was the singer and guitarist with the band Squeeze, okay? The question is, how old do you reckon Chris Difford is today?
The well-known band Squeeze.
Maybe 60. Not well-known in your life, but very well-known to everybody. 56 today. So happy birthday to him. It was today, November the 4th, back in 1843, that Nelson's Column was completed. Have I made that up, or is that indeed true?
True.
You are correct, indeed.
I'm getting you today.
You were hot today. Apart from the fact you clearly don't know who Squeeze is, but apart from that, you were pretty good.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.